Let's stay with cancer because over the last 10 years, Northern Queensland has undergone a world-leading transformation in the way cancer treatment takes place. People with cancer are receiving their treatment in small country towns that's as good and safe as they'd get in the city. The transformation involves a medical oncologist, a cancer specialist in Townsville, who actually spends most of his time in front of a screen looking and talking to patients and their nurses and doctors remotely. It's called tele-oncology and is delivering cancer care across vast distances. But does it really achieve good outcomes? Here's Health Report producer James Bullen speaking to the architect of the scheme and director of medical oncology at the Townsville Cancer Centre, Sabi Sabison.
It's no difference to speaking on Skype. So if you have patients in rural towns, it could even be in another big city. You use your video conferencing technology, whatever you have, talk to patients, get their histories and get someone else to examine for you, look at scans and provide your advice and opinions and service using technology. It's really simple.
And who is it who's doing the examining at the other end?
You can use nurses. And if you really want a doctor to examine, then there's general practitioners, there's doctors in rural hospitals. It's really case by case.
So this has led to quite significant changes over the past few years in the way cancer care has been done between Townsville and Mount Isa in particular.
10 years ago, patients from Mount Isa had to come to Townsville for seeing a specialist and having first dose of their cancer treatment or even all the cycles. But over time, Mount Isa patients don't come to Townsville and we don't go to Mount Isa. They get everything that's available in Townsville and receive their care closer to home.
And that's not an insignificant trip. That's a 10-hour trip between Mount Isa and Townsville.
Yeah, and then it normally means you've got to stay overnight. This is a countrywide problem. It's a worldwide problem, even in Victoria, even in New South Wales.
What do patients think about this sort of system?
The number one reason why they like it is that they can get their services closer to home, like any other Australian who live in metro centres, because these people work and pay tax like any other Australian, so they deserve these things. And it's also there is significant out-of-pocket expense. And we talk about financial toxicity for cancer patients. Patients from rural regional areas, their out-of-pocket expenses are quite high. And also one of the other thing is, if they are traveling to larger centres, normally they only travel with one escort. Here, when the service is provided locally on a video link or telehealth model, they can actually bring in more than one or two family members and the family is also involved in the care. So that's why I think the patient satisfaction is overwhelming for telehealth and teleoncology models. Without the telehealth models, government will be paying and subsidizing travel, subsidizing overnight accommodation. So what we were able to show for Mount Isa was that by stopping the travel and the overnight accommodations and by providing service on telehealth model, including your infrastructure establishment cost, you still save money to the health system.
And is the data there in terms of for patient outcomes, how safe that is for patient outcomes?
We have already shown that you can provide acceptable service, including for Indigenous Australians. And also, we have shown that you can provide the same quality with a similar side effect profile. And for the telechemo model, we recently published in Journal of Oncology Practice our experience rolling out that model in North Queensland, the Mackay, Cairns, Cape York and Mount Isa. And we actually shown that you can provide that chemotherapy service using a telenursing model. Cairns guys do it to Thursday Island and we do it in Bowen, Ingham. And we have shown that the side effect profile and the dose intensities, that is the quality, are actually the same.
It can't all be good. There must be trade-offs here. Is something lost when you don't have a face-to-face consultation, in your opinion, between doctor and patient?
So in terms of loss of face-to-face contact, I think it's an old concept. Mm. In the last 10 years, the society has moved on. They use Skype and technologies for interacting with each other. And certainly all our studies have shown that the doctor-patient relationship doesn't change because it's about providing the care in a caring and compassionate manner, whether it's over the distance or face-to-face. So I think it's about providing a caring care rather than technology itself.
And you're also doing work to improve rural access to clinical trials using this system. Could you explain how that works?
The reason for tackling clinical trials is that there's overwhelming evidence to suggest that patients on clinical trials have better outcomes compared to patients not on clinical trials. So we thought if we really want to professionalize the workforce and improve the status of the health services, every health service now need to adopt clinical trial as their core business, and we developed the Australasian teletrial model. This connects smaller centers with larger centers and form clinical trial clusters. The smaller centers that will never be able to do clinical trial because of their smaller size now have the ability to provide clinical trials to their patients, taking medicine to the next level, testing new medications. For cancers, the international recommendation or best practice is that clinical trial medications are the best treatment options. So if you don't offer clinical trials in your cancer service, you're actually not offering the best treatment option. But even if the new drug is not the same as standard practice, the fact that people are on clinical trials, they are monitored closely, they're looked after better, and their outcome overall is better. So that's why it's important that the model is rolled out so that all the health services take part in clinical trials.
Sabas Sabasin, who's the Director of Medical Oncology at Townsville Cancer Centre.